Let's go to some more Holy Scripture, the words of my Master Jesus Christ. Matthew 15:7-9. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesize of you, saying, these people honor me nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. This is what American churchianity is doing today. It says it worships Jesus as they live their life like the world. It says they worship Jesus as they keep false doctrines. It says they worship Jesus while they practice sin and iniquity. It's impossible to do. You cannot worship God lest you be in spirit and in truth. Jesus would rebuke this carnal event, as my sign says. And his judgment is coming. If you worship Christ with your lips, and your heart is far from him because you're not obeying him, if you haven't gone to the scriptures and obey the word of God, wrath and destruction is coming for you. Israel did not like the prophets that brought the truth. I'm not a prophet. But the American church system does not like the truth when it's brought to them. So often they try to silence the street preacher with police, with intimidation. They try to block your signs. But Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. And I like to tell people that oppose the gospel preaching, if you want to stop the gospel preaching from my mouth, you're going to have to kill me or incapacitate me. I will not stop the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't preach it here. They preach an easy believe, faith alone, grace alone gospel. Mark Driscoll, John Lindell. You're not saved by grace alone, faith alone. Now, one Bible verse tells us that. James 2 tells us that your works justify your faith. We don't work our way to heaven, but our works are fruit that we're born of God. Go read James 2. He makes a mockery out of faith alone, grace alone. If you're not working with and for the kingdom of God, you have no hope. And it shows your heart, as Jesus said in Matthew 15, is far, far from the word of God. Calling our neighbors to repentance. Sticking our finger right in Satan's eye as his offerings of these carnal goat farms. Like Strongman's Conference. Loving our neighbor. Seeking Christ in spirit and truth today.